I just love this chapter. Praise the Lord. But I found out it's something in a name. It's something in a name. And we get through this message. We're praying that if you don't know the name of Jesus, that you will find out that there is a name. I want to thank the Lord again. I just praise him. I thank him for the trials and the tests that make us who we are. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that this is a very scary time. It is. It's time when people are shaking and they're boosted, they're scared to come out, they're scared to do this, they're scared to do that. But the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. But I want to say this. I have been giving people the 91st Psalms. But the 91st Psalm said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. So if you're not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, today I'm hoping that you will get and know how to dwell in that place. Because you got to be in that place, hallelujah, of the Most High. You can quote the scripture, hallelujah, but you got to know God. I said, you got to know God. So this is the time, hallelujah, on a day when every saint, including this church, everybody got to get themselves together, find out where they are, and know who they're serving. We got to find out who we are and know who we're serving. I want you to know this. It's a good time, too, for the saints. It's a very good time because, praise the Lord, we're standing on Psalms 91 because we feel we're covered with the blood and dwelling in the secret place. But if we ain't covered with the blood and dwelling in the secret place, we're going to be just like everybody else out there. But God has made us special today. God is going to raise up a people. I feel like when we come out of this, and we will come out. Yeah, you know, weeping just endure for a night. Joy come in the morning. And then, you know, it ain't always dark. We ain't living in Alaska in a way where it's always dark. It's going to be sunshine one day. Hallelujah. It's going to be over one day. And I believe that God is doing this thing. You know, one prayer, one of the prophets said that it was like Nineveh. And he said that the word Nineveh came over America. And, you know, God sent Jonah to destroy Nineveh for her sins. America has been sinning. And I've been going to God like Daniel. You know, I decided to pull off whatever I thought I had on. God, forgive me. Forgive our sins. We have sinned against you, Lord. We've killed babies. We've done everything, God. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, forgive me. That's been my prayer daily. Praise the Lord. Lord, cleanse my heart. And just in case I did some back when I was 2-3 years old, I've been going all the way back to when I came out the womb. And then they said, now you have to, you know, give account. When I'm supposed to give account, I want God to forgive me for everything I have. And I know he's forgive. Come on. You know he's washed you. Since I believe that scripture. My sins are been removed as far as the heaven is from the earth and the east is from the west. I know I've been forgiven. Praise the Lord. But have you been forgiven? He'll forgive you if you ask him. You ain't just saved because you're an American. You know, people come over there think all Americans are saved. I've been listening to Muslims, how they came to Christ. And people who just came to America. And they said they thought all Americans were saved. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure they had a rude awakening. Praise the Lord. So I want to go over to Daniel. But first I want to ask God to help us. Father, in Jesus' name, we're living in a day that we haven't been in, that we don't know, but we still know you. They that know their God, you said. They that know their God. So I just want to thank you, Lord, for the word that you're going to give. Hallelujah. Anoint this word. Let it be a blessing to everyone who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I pray in Jesus' name for every ministry, every pastor, every leader. Bless God. Give us the strength and the understanding and the knowledge to know what to do in this day. Because we don't know. Hallelujah. And there are many still sending out, what can we do? Praise the Lord. But I believe this is a wonderful time, Father, to reach those that have not heard, standing in the valley of decision. I believe it's a good time. And so, Lord, I'm just asking you, Lord, to help us today. Anoint this word. Anoint thy servant. Because I can't do nothing without you. I ask it in Jesus' name. Let the church say. I'm going to talk about Daniel. Turn to Daniel. Praise the Lord. You that got Bibles at home, turn to Daniel. We're going to talk about Daniel. And we're going to talk about the three Hebrew brothers, but not probably have like you thinking. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thought about, and here's another thing that I was studying about this, and I found out that these people was from Judah. Now, Judah was chosen to be the head of the tribes, because when Jacob began to bless the, you know, the, his sons, Judah, he said something special about Judah. The scepter shall not part from Judah, nor a lawgiver between his feet till Shiloh come. Amen. So Judah was given kind of like the head of the tribes. Praise the Lord. And you know, when they went to fight, they sent Judah first because Judah was kind of like the head. Praise the Lord. So these boys, I thought that was so strange, how these Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah, who's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which we're going to think about that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they came to Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, that could have been scary. These kids were just teenagers at that time. And they had to have been really frightening. Though they had been used to, you know, people coming in sacking their country. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I don't want America to get to the place where we get used to somebody, you know, this kind of stuff going. Hallelujah. Ha! I'm praying that America would change. Praise the Lord. I'm praying that our leaders would know. Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about religion, beloved. Because when they was in Jerusalem and the Holy Ghost fell, it didn't say they came up Baptist. They didn't come up Presbyterian. They didn't come up with no religion. Hallelujah. The Bible say at Antioch, they call them Christians. Children of God, we're not seeking to try to play. We better come on here now. This is God's day. This is his time where he's cleaning us up. We better know this. Praise the Lord. You know, people, I was thinking about the mayors, and we're going to pray, and our church is really going to pray for New York. There's so many people dying in New York. And I looked in Missouri. God has had mercy upon Missouri. I haven't seen. I said, Lord, there must be some praying people here. Oh, yes, God hears and answers prayer. And I don't care what you say. If you ain't never prayed, you better start now. I'm telling you, because this is the time and a day that we need God like we never needed him before. And we don't need no religion. We don't need nothing out there religious. We don't need it. We need God. I said, we need God. I know you're proud of that you a Baptist. I heard you, well, I'm a Baptist born and Baptist die. But you better be a Christian and Christian die. You better be a child of God and child of God die. There's a time for us to, you understand what I'm saying? We got to reach God. And I believe if the churches in this area, I believe if the churches in this area will get on their knees and start to praying and say, God, I have sinned. Lord, help us. Lord, stop this virus. God, I have mercy upon us. I believe it. And I believe somebody in Missouri is praying. He promised to have mercy upon us. He's a God of mercy. Hallelujah. I say he's a God of mercy. And the Bible says his mercy endureth forever. So I don't care what they say. It's just like Hezekiah. They came to Hezekiah. They say, set your house in order, Hezekiah. You get ready to die. He said, And he would write all this stuff. He's not saying, Hezekiah, now what you doing? He said, Lord, I've walked before you. And whatever he told God. Before that prophet could get to the door, God in his mercy. God in his love for man. God in his love for you. Hallelujah. He walked out and say, go back and tell him. I heard him. I'll give him 15 years to live. How do you not know that this virus was supposed to kill us up? How do you not know if we pray, hallelujah, and ask God and repent that he will say, go down there and clean it up. I have mercy on him. I am looking for the mercy of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am not listening to what these people say. Well, it's going to be, then this going to do this. I don't believe their statistics. I believe in the statistics, what God said. If we'll ask for mercy, he'll give us mercy. I believe it. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And I said, God, I'm going to do what the mayor and the governor have told us. I told my church. I didn't know what to do. Like, Pastor, you didn't know what to do. But I told my church. I don't know. I've never been this way before. I ain't never walked in nothing like this. I need some answers. And I say, but if the mayor get up in our town and say, stay home, we staying home. But not did the mayor get up. The mayor and the governor got up. I say, oh, Lord, that's it. I mean, my mouth to the head. That's it. Okay, I'm going to get back to Daniel. the man come in Nebuchadnezzar and just took these boys. Find some boys, they say, you know, that got some sense. You know, Jewish people really raised their children. But now among, number 60, now among these were the children of Judah. They was from Judah. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. On whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and Azariah Abednego. Now, you know, listen, people think about, say, well, what are we going to do when, you know, this and that happened? If you know who you are, I don't care what they name you. I say, I don't care what they name you. You are who God say you are. And you ain't none of Brittany or so-and-so or so. Your name is Christian, like Christ. I have the name of Christ. I got the blood of Christ. I got a different DNA than the world's got. Praise the Lord. And I want to thank him for that. I do. I say, the old people, I'm old. Duh. But I don't tend to, see, you can't be listening. Some of y'all been listening. Turn that radio off and turn on your Bible and read some Bible. If you don't want to read it, you got an app on it. Let the man read it to you. But listen to the word of God instead of all. If you just one say this, one say that, you so confused, you don't know what to do. You so confused, what should I do? They say, but I'm going to tell you something. I had to go to the store, and I have to go to the post office because my husband's medicine come there. And I have, and all the church's business go to the post office. I ain't seen nobody suited up. People still walking around just like they own in places. I'm just hoping they got some God in them. And I've been trying to, you know, talk to everybody that, you know, hallelujah. I'm not jumping on people. I'm just trying to do what God tell me to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God say, my sheep hear my voice. And God got some sheep out there that's going to hear his voice. You're going to see one of the greatest things, a move of God. When we get through this mess, God going to take you through. I say, God going to take you through. You just get that fear out. Praise the Lord. Because fear ain't going to help nothing. It ain't going to help nothing. Just quote, God ain't giving me the spirit of fear. I don't mean you ain't giving me the spirit of fear and you be bouncing out there when they tell you to stay home. I have people in my church that work for the public. Now, God going to protect them because you got to have some of the things that they have to do. You know what I mean? The country would just go ballistic. Praise the Lord. But I'm so glad that the people that can go got some sense. I'm so glad that in this church, I believe that the people got to go to help people know that they're covered with the blood. Know that the angels of the Lord encamp around about them. How to know that God is with them. Wherever they go, whatever they do for the people. But don't you go bip-bopping around now. You don't have to. You stay put. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to go. I ain't know who you think you are. You know, devil, I want you to say that. That's what he wants you to do. Yeah, I'm telling you, you better do what, you know, what the Lord. And I told somebody, I said, pray and ask God what to do. I stand here, I'm the pastor of this church. I did not know what to do. You know, and I thought it one time, what are they talking about the church? We ought to just, you know, I'm getting bad, you know. I'm going to come to church. You don't tell me what to do. You know, and the Holy Ghost, he said, you listen. And then, you know, you get your mind so that you can't hear nobody, not even God. So I got my mind studying, started fasting and praying, and the Lord said, listen. And then I got to, I said, oh, Lord. Well, I said, well, I'll keep what they say to 10. So we've been keeping that. And we ain't been shaking hands, and we kind of stay our distance a little bit there. Amen. But one night, the lady came to church, and she's so glad she just hugged me. And the devil said, I said, go on back, devil. I'm covered. Get on back, devil. Amen. I said, this is a hug of love. And love lifted me, and love going to keep me. I said, love is going to keep me. But I said, Lord, I ain't been bip-bopping now where I ain't got to go now. And, you know, we get into some. Bridget went out. She was getting something for her sister. She said, Mama, I got to get something for her. Praise the Lord. And I think you could have a mind that's, you know, calm and with faith if you know you're doing the right thing. Watch out, Christian. Okay, so let's get back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay, Hananiah, hallelujah, his name means God has been gracious. And Michelle's name means, I love this, who is what God is. And this, and one of this, I don't want to go too fast. Ezra's name, Jah has helped. They threw these boys, hallelujah. And listen, they stood before the king. Y'all done read it, all you Bible scholars. They say, King, we ain't going to bow before your image. And something else I found out when I preached this last time, this is different. Because, hallelujah, we just ain't going to bow before your image. They didn't try to run over him or nothing. And they said, God will deliver us and take us out of your hand. But if he don't, we're going to still not bow. So he goes and get three of his best men, strong men. Well, you know, hallelujah, to bind these boys. Can't nothing come against you when God is with you. Ain't a devil strong enough to stand before you. I'm telling you this, ain't no devil in hell. The devil knows it. You just got to know it. There's nothing that can bind you. And he bound them. And when he said, they said, let's get this. Oh, he done made him bad now. Now, the thing of it is, Daniel had already interpreted this man's dreams and gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego a place in the kingdom. So they weren't just anybody. He done got mad because of, hallelujah, somebody said, you know, them people you brought over here. Them three. That wasn't pick on them three now, because he brought a whole nation over here. A whole nation. But one but three people that stood. Are you going to be in that three? I plan to be one of those third ones. I plan to be in that three standing. Get the furnace 7 times hotter than it's supposed to be. The furnace was so hot that these great, big, strong men that threw him in burned up. And when the devil come against you and think he tried to destroy you, they going to be the one that's going to be destroyed. Oh, you don't know what you got when you got God. You don't know what you got when you stand for God. And I found out when you stand for God, he'll stand for you. Yes, you will. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it. Yes, I do. So he said woo somewhere else. The king said, well, I'm trying to keep everything down, you know, on the paper so I won't miss nothing. I got so excited. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So Daniel, when Daniel went through his trial about, you know, in Daniel the lion's den, he went to this is found in Daniel 2:14. He went to his house. And he made the thing known. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't try to stand alone in this thing. What God is trying to do is bring us together. Don't be that, well, you know. No. Call somebody. The people that can pray. People that you know can pray. Praise the Lord. That's what the God told me. He said, still stand. You got to stand, and all the saints got to stand together. He said, but don't get so apart. This is going to tell it all right here. This little trial we're going through, it's going to bring us together or put us apart. Right. Amen. So Daniel went back to his men. He said, well, you know, they said that who, you know, don't, hallelujah, serve whatever they was, whoever prayed. And I've been praying. You know, I have a prayer that I pray every 3. Now, look, don't stop praying. Children of God, don't stop praying. And they ain't told us not to pray. Let's brother say yet. Listen, I hope it don't get that worse this time. Hallelujah. But however, now since they ain't told us, let's get to praying. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So hallelujah, Paul Daniel. And the man loved Daniel. But it's something about a heathen. He ain't like you. God can't touch his heart like he can touch yours immediately. You know what I'm saying? Because this heathen king loved Daniel. And then he was sorry. He knew they had set him up. Say, King, whoever, you make a decree to any god, in the next 30 days, they be thrown in the lion's den. And that pride that's in where they supposed to be in us, that pride that was in Nebuchadnezzar. I'm going to show you some other pride God showed me. That pride was in Nebuchadnezzar. He said, yeah. Ain't thought nothing. And it just ain't thinking. Yeah. They said, well, Daniel, then when they said it, he really realized they had set him up. And he tried to change it. Remember, y'all read the Bible? He tried to change it. They said, kid, you can't change it. He said, because what the Persians do, it have to stay. You can't change it. And the Bible say he didn't call nobody in to dance that night for him. He didn't call nobody in. He just prayed all night for Daniel. That sinner prayed. And he wished for Daniel. And early in the morning, he got up. He said, oh, Daniel, the God that you serve continued. Was he able, hallelujah, to get you out of the lion's den? He said, oh, King, live forever. I'm innocent of what they said it was. He said, last night, an angel came. Shut the lion's mouth, and I'm fine. Hallelujah. He said, come on up out of there. Pray. Oh, he got so... Let me tell y'all something. Y'all that's messing with the church. You mess with the church, you going to get in it. You better keep your mouth shut. I said, keep your mouth shut against the church. Because what he said was going to happen, happened to those men. And their families and all. Then you hurt your family. Oh, I couldn't know. Lord didn't give me daddy else, so I'm going to try to go into that. But I just thought about it. He said, your family, everybody be hurt. You keep your mouth. Here's another thing. So while I'm on that, I'm going to get back to this now. Pray for your president. Don't sit down and help this guy. He didn't do this. And he that. And he that. God put him up there. God raises people, put them up and bring them down. He put Nebuchadnezzar there. And he was a plump nut. But he put him up there. So pray, and listen, we don't know everything. I was thinking about, the Lord let me and Bridget was riding down, and a lady came, the Martell Lemon, come on the radio, and we sit there looking at each other. There are things that you don't even know about this man. We looking, things that's going on in the government that they don't tell us everything. Praise the Lord. Found out that President Trump is standing hard against a one world government. They up there trying to get a one world government. And another dude is, what is he? He's a socialist. Committed socialist. You better keep, listen. We got to understand. We may not understand, man, I'm not saying he don't save, man. I'm saying we got to understand that God puts up people. And God take them down. That's what we got. So, Lord, you put him up there. Let's pray for Mr. Trump. Do you realize what it is to hold a country with this many people in it? To make decisions for this. Yeah, he talked. I asked God to help him. But you know, I could just run him down. I could sit down and run him down but I ain't going to do it. Because I got in trouble running somebody down that God had chose. I almost lost my soul. I mean, I told y'all about this now. Praise the Lord. Everybody else was and I tell my little piece. And I told her, I said, I didn't say that much. Why don't you get everybody else when he got me? Moved his spirit for me. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't drink anything. I walked around like I was in a hollow. I was so scared. I mean, his spirit left me. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Maybe it's because the call he had on my life. I don't say what it is. But I was messed up. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I couldn't do nothing. Praise. I felt all around me that I was on my way to hell. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Walked in Kroger store and called a prayer partner. I didn't care who heard me. I don't remember none of that. I say, pray for me and ask for mercy for me. She said, Sister Davis, because she was there too. But he didn't punish nobody but me. I ain't never asked him why. She prayed for me. And that thing went away. And oh, I thanked him so. I said, Lord, I will never do that again. And then he told me, so you fast 7 days without food. And I had to fast 7 days without food and water. And I didn't tell you about that. I fasted 7 days without food and water because I wanted to be saved. Why? I don't know why he did it. But I sure thank you. Lord, I thank you. It's kept me now to understand that who you put up there I ain't going to be in that time. Well, you did. All the other, I'm telling you, you don't know what you're doing. Watch it, because you don't know what your words are saying. Watch it. Hope somebody heard this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so they put in who is what God is. And I don't know how this heathen king, but you know, I can't understand this. And here's something, wait a minute, I don't want to miss this. Remember when Daddy had the dream, he dreamed of a statue that was the last day thing. I ain't going into that. But the statue's head was of gold. Watch it. His head was this snap, the same nap at your knees now. He dreamed that the statue's, that the man's head was of gold. And he went on down and said what was going to happen to this and that and that. He said, and you, king, are the head. For God has given you all the world. At this time, Nebuchadnezzar owned everything. And he said, God has given you. And it went to that man's head. God showed me that when I was studying. It went to his head. So that's why he builds a big statue, 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. And say, everybody got to bow to this statue. Because I'm the king. I own the world. You know, you just got really, yeah. But God know how to deal with every heathen, everybody. God knows how to deal with them. Thank you, Jesus. Read that back. I thought so. I said, Lord, this king did what Daniel said. I had never seen. I preached this one before, but I had never seen that. Yeah, he said, well, I may be the head of gold, but I'm gonna be all gold. And then he built something. Can you imagine? I said, Lord, how tall is 90 feet tall? And 9 feet wide. I was going to get you to find that for me, brother. If you could find Nebuchadnezzar's statue. Hallelujah. Lying because it's on there. But don't worry about it. I didn't tell you that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so it goes on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Nebuchadnezzar in the second chapter of in 47. He tell Nebuchadnezzar about when he dreamed, when Daniel did his dream. He said, your God is a God of gods and a revealer of secrets. Now, he praising God then, right then, that heathen. Your God is a, he done forgot. He done forgot. Daniel went in the lions then first, I believe, didn't he? I think that was first. And then the children went in the fiery furnace next. But he done forgot what he said. He done forgot. Because of some, if you ain't been saved and you ain't been born again and you are not a new creature, you'll say anything. He wasn't a new creature. He was still a heathen. Though he saw what God could do, he was a heathen. Praise the God. Helen, let me get back. Praise the Lord. Helen, am I saying anything today? Are you getting anything today? Praise the Lord, the second chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let's go over here. Let's see. That was Nebuchadnezzar's dream first. And then he explains the dream and told him what it was. Amen. And so then in the third chapter, in the second chapter, in the 49th verse, he requested that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be set over things. So Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego was big men. They weren't just the children. They were these three. But here it is. Here it is, children. And all of Israel and Judah. Israel, it was Judah at that time. Three or four people stood. What kind of percentage is that? Four people. Four people. So I'm going to tell you something. You better be careful. We better be careful. I said, we better be careful. Praise the Lord. Because they was from Judah. True, all of them was from Judah. And they stood. Are you in the tribe of Judah? That's Jesus' tribe. Judah came. Are you in the tribe of Judah? If you're in the tribe of Judah, you're going to stand. Well, I leave that alone because I see everybody looking at me like they say, Pastor, I got to study that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, this is the image of the gold, the image of gold. He made him an image of gold because Daniel said he was the head of gold. He didn't say you was all the gold. He didn't say the whole statue was made of. He didn't tell him that the statue was made of gold and clay and different things. Was telling him about the end time. He didn't understand about no end time because he went goes and make a 90-foot statue. Yeah. So he wasn't thinking about no end time. Praise the Lord. So there, you try to tell these people about the end time, forget it. Just tell them about Jesus. Tell them how to get saved. Quit trying to, thank you. All the genealogy stuff. They don't know what you're talking about. They don't know. And I told God, I said, you know, he bowed. They didn't bow, Lord. They didn't bow. They didn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. And this trial has made us think, people telling us what to do, the governors and tell us what to do. And I was coming to church, and I said, Lord, I said, the mayor, probably, I don't know what kind of man, I don't know nobody's life. The governor, I don't know. I said, but I told you that if they will say what they said, that would be my cue. Then I thought, there's coming another man that's going to speak. But God done told us all about that, about the Antichrist. I said, now, ain't nobody going to ever put me in the place I'm going to take a mark. That ain't going to happen. Because I know what the Bible say. I ain't got to go back to the Lord, what should I do? What should I, you know? No, I ain't got to pray over that. They call us up to take a mark. I ain't got to pray over that. I say, I ain't got to pray over that. I say, you ain't got to pray over that. I say, you ain't got to pray over that. Because you know when that edit come out, you ain't got to go say, Lord, what should I do? The Lord done already told you what to do. Lord hadn't told us what to do in this pandemic. But he done already told, thank you. He used man to see where we are. I'm going to leave that alone. You're going to know the difference. Yes, you're going to know the difference. Don't you worry about it. You're going to know the difference. Because this time it's going to come from higher and they're going to tell you everybody got to take this mark. Or else they can't work. Or else they can't do something. Hallelujah. This is setting people up. I'm telling you, it's setting people up. And you better make your man up now that you're going to stay with God no matter what. You're going to walk in God. You're going to pray. You're going to hear God. I'm talking to people now. I don't know how long I got left. Hallelujah. How long I got left, I don't know. Because we're doing something a little bit different in our church. Hallelujah. But I want to say this. If you are out there and you ain't found that secret place, I want to help you. And the few saints that we have here, it ain't 10, by the way. You know, he said 10. You remember? 10. No touching and stuff. We're keeping up with that. We're doing that. We ain't even shake each other's hands this morning. We're keeping up with that. But if you're out there in this audience and you don't know whether you're in that secret place, I'm going to give you a chance now. Right now, as the saints stand on their feet, praise the Lord, and we're going to pray. That those that are listening, Father, in the name of Jesus, your sheep, Lord, that know your voice, Lord, praise the Lord. We are praying right now that they will repent of their sins. The Lord say, repent. The Lord say, repent of your sins. Hallelujah. Repent, repent. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. And he will. Hallelujah, Jesus. I say, and he will. He will forgive you. Hallelujah. And you ain't got to beg and plead. All you got to do is have a heart to know that you're not where you ought to be. There's something you've been standing in this, trying to make a decision. Well, there's hypocrites in the church. And you've been making, to somebody this. And brother so-and-so, you're not serving brother so-and-so. I don't care how many mistakes brother so-and-so made. There's a man from Galilee who walked and showed us how to walk. His name is Jesus. And he didn't make no mistakes. You can't look in the Bible and find nowhere where he failed. I'm not asking you to come to brother so-and-so. I'm asking you now to come to Jesus. He will help you. He will save you. He will help you through this pandemic. You need Jesus. Some of y'all sitting right there now, you don't know what to do. Some are sitting on that, the brother was saying about people, yeah, people get to that place where they talking about taking their life. I ain't going to go through this. Listen, you can go through this with Jesus, but you can't go by yourself. Well, with Jesus, forget about what you've seen in the churches. Forget about the people that you've looked at that was church folks. Because everybody ain't none of Christians. They But you listen to now, right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We'd like to know if you did. Praise the Lord. I guess we got some kind of something on there that they can tell us that, and we will pray for you. Send your name in, whatever you send it. Forgive me that I'm a little bit older. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I hear one of the people ain't, but a few of us here that she held her hand up. Praise the, I'm gonna really strive to do better. I am. Praise the Lord. I decided I want to be a dumbbell even in this. So you all that are older that's preaching the gospel, praise the Lord, don't say you're too old. As long as God keep your feet planted on this side of the soil, you get up and try to learn everything you can. I don't know where that come from, but a pastor going to do the same. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for those that's listening and have heard. Praise the Lord. That we'll stand as the Hebrew children stood. We'll stand as Daniel stood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is what God is? We can't explain what you are, Lord. But we know you're the Rose of Sharon. We know, Lord, you'll keep us, hallelujah, in this pandemic. Praise the Lord. There's not a pandemic that can kill those, hallelujah, who the angels are around about. He said in his word that the angels of the Lord were kept around those that love him. Praise the Lord. And we love him this morning. Praise the Lord. And the angels go with us. In our car, they're with us. Praise the Lord. Somebody is always with me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you pastor said, I'm never alone. I didn't know what I was saying. I just said, because I believe that. I'm never alone. I'm never alone. I say, I'm never alone. Never alone. Jesus is with you. And you're not alone either. Praise the God. Got an angel that stays with you. You might have never seen him. I've just been fortunate that I saw my angel. I'm never alone. And other people have seen him around the pulpit. You're never alone. Well, you got to be. No, honey. All you got to do is love Jesus. Praise God. You ain't got to be the most sanctified. But the Lord says, sanctify yourself and be holy. But you walk this way. Praise God. Get up and walk it. Find somebody that love God and ain't going to be down on you and picking at you. Praise the Lord. Somebody that really love you, that would help you to walk this walk. No, you ain't going to get saved today and be Superman tomorrow. Don't let the devil fool you. Yeah, hey, tell me about it. A lot of these old people say, it take time to be holy. It takes time. Hallelujah. I'm over 70-something. And I'm still moving. And I'm still asking God to help me. I'm still pressing. Praise the Lord. You, yeah. And you going to be too. Oh, the Almighty God. The facets of his glory and mercy. How can you ever in a lifetime know what your heart is longing? I want to know God. I want to know him. That's what Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. He said, I can't show you, but you know what happened on the mountain. He went in. I think everyone that loved God have this in their heart, that yearning. That yearning. But you that know God, find someone to help now. Amen. Your neighbor or somebody down the street. They said that we could go out for certain, I don't guess. But I'm just going to go out. I'm listening closer now with this mayor and these people done said. But I'm telling you, I'm going to have me a ball. Amen. Study. Be able to. I said, Lord, when I get back, I may have just a whole row of messages. Just, oh, God, when do I preach this one? I pray for every church and every pastor. I know the pastors have been having nobody tell me this now because I know they've been having a job trying to figure out what they should do. But pastor, I would do, now this is just me. I would do what they're telling us to do. Because the pandemic that happened in 1918, those that did stay in, it curved. Here's another thing. When I read about the pandemic in 1918, everybody stayed in. Church and all. They ain't mentioned nothing. No separate about no church. Everybody stayed put. So I believe that everybody got. If they don't told us to stay put, you stay put as much as you can. Stay put. Unless you got to go where they say you can go. Now, the ones that say to stay put, they said you could go to the post office, go to the what? To the grocery store, and go where else? Where else? And go to the central work. Like I say, it's people in this church that got to work because it's essential. Because the country would just fall apart. Amen. And I also pray for our country, beloved. You need to think the enemy ain't want a chance to just knock us off the earth and knock Israel off too. And we may not understand all the scriptures about this, but let us pray. Let us pray, Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done and have mercy upon us. Hallelujah. And break this virus, Lord. Not in June, July, but now. Not now, Lord. Let it be a miracle. Let it be a miracle. Let it be so they know somebody prayed. Let it be so to help. This is it. That the saints that have been weak in the faith, they will know somebody prayed to do this. Because it's going to come up. They're going to have to admit it. Because all I've been hearing is, oh, this is going to last and so, and they're going to kill 200,000 people. But we get God to move, and we will if we pray. This ain't no question. We can move God. I say we can move God. Amen. Let me tell this one thing. I got a little more time. In my home, as I've been there the last couple of weeks, you may be seated. This don't mean nothing to nobody. I'm not going to say else. Well, there are a lot of things that don't mean. It don't just have meaning. I had some oils that me and Bridget, you know, bought some oils, oil of milk, because I'm a health nut, and all of these, and essential oils. And when I moved, I don't know what happened to them oils. So Stephanie told me, Mama, the oils is in, you know, the box that you gave me, cardboard box. I looked at every cardboard box. I tore out everything. There was a box sitting up on my sewing machine thing. It's got like a desk up there. I looked in it, and in it was, this is the truth, was just sewing stuff, little sewing threads and stuff like that. And I ain't looked at it no more. I don't know why the Lord had me look at it. And it's sitting right in front of my face now, right like this. And so I've been looking and looking, praying and praying since last September. And I sit down, I said, Jesus, I know it ain't that. I'm not talking about I lost a scripture. So I did. I said, but those oils meant something to me. I said, please, could you help me find my oils? I would be so happy. The box that I had looked in. Now, my oils in the thing, it's no way you can miss it. Because my diffuser was everything that went with the oil was in this box. I pulled, you know, I don't know why I pulled it, but I just, you know, because I'm not looking for the oils now, see. And so I just cried, I said, Lord, just help me. And my hand just went up and pulled it down, opened it. My oils, my diffuser, all the stuff I bought, how to do, what to do, all in the box. My white diffuser, but that thing is big. You know, ain't no way you're going to look and not see that. I don't care if you're half blind. I didn't know what to say. I was so outdone. I said, Lord, you did so good. I didn't know nothing else to say. Oh, had to be a pity party. No, I had a rejoicing party. Praise the Lord. So now it's making my faith stronger. Yes. Hallelujah. I always believed in God. Even when I was a child, I believed. Hallelujah. So I misplaced. Okay, y'all, didn't misplace your phones. Put my phone down. Well, I'm going to call it. So I called the phone, and it didn't come on. Didn't ring. And I say, everything. God is finding everything for me. See, that was just a miracle right there. God just done put my hand on everything I done lost. But anyway, listen. You done lost something. He going to put your hand on everything you done lost. Uh-oh. And you're going to find them all too. The all of the spirit and the all of joy and the Lord of peace. You're going to find it. So anyway, I had my phone. I didn't know where I left my phone. I didn't know where I left it. So I go and I said, I'm going to call it. Didn't ring. You know, call it on my other, I got a landline phone. I called it. Didn't ring. I said, Lord, here I am again. I don't know what's the matter. I got too much on my mind. Okay, the door like this. I was standing in the door. Too bad y'all ain't here. My sewing machine is here, right here. And I'm standing in the door, and I said, oh, God, I just don't know what to do. I said, and my hand went down. And there was my phone. Up on top of the sewing machine, turned over. Now I don't have a fit. Now you're talking about having a fit.
Yes.
Now I'm getting ready to show enough have a fit. I tell you, let me tell you something. You ain't lost nothing that the Lord ain't gonna find for you. That's giving whatever you think you lost. Well, you know, I used to pray. You're gonna get your prayer life back. You say, I used to fast. You're gonna get your fasting life back. You say, I used to go to my neighbor. You're gonna get everything of love, everything you lost. It's coming back. I said, it's coming back. You're gonna get everything you lost. Amen. Amen. So, Christian, don't you worry, brother and sister out there. Lift your head, because God is getting ready to return everything you lost. That's why he did that, so I could tell y'all that. Hallelujah. There, but I know you can't say, oh, yes. Ain't nothing too hard for him. Ain't nothing. What I used to sing for, you're going to sing again. Pray. I used to, whatever you used to do, you're going to do it and do it better. You're going to do it better, too. Oh, yes. We used to pray. I prayed. Oh, this time you're going to be able to pray 2 hours and you don't know where it went. I'm so dedicated. Lord, it's so hard now for me to fast. So hard. Oh, God. Looking at the clock. What time? Oh, 12. He's giving it back. I said he's going to give it back because that's his love. See, that's his love. See, that's his love. God is going to love on you. Get it ready. Woo, you that received this and you that came to Christ today, let us know about it. We're going to pray for you. I did send back something from some lady that sent to us. You know, I emailed her back, you know. So, Mindy, God loves you. Amen. And whoever Sarah and Joseph and whoever else is listening, I want you to know Jesus loves you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you die in the way you think you can take your life, don't let the devil fool you. You think you down now, hell is good. And that's forever. That's the people don't understand when they're taking their life. They don't realize they're going somewhere the devil loves it. And he's going to torment you for the rest of your life. And ain't no coming in. Ain't no coming out. And it ain't no say you stay there 2,000 years and you come out. It ain't no coming out. This is a desperate thing. Don't you let that devil talk you into going to hell. That ain't no place to be. No place. Don't you listen to him. You tell him, say, well, things are bad. But that lady said, things going to get better. But the Lord said through this lady, things are going to get better for you. Praise the Lord. I said, things are going to look up for you. Just like it did Daniel. They stood. Four people. Four. That's, I don't know how many people put it. That looks mighty bad. All of Judah. Children of God, we've been chosen for this day. And you're going to rise up after this, and you're going to be something for God. You're going to learn so much in this pandemic. I ain't going to tell you, I'm not a prophet. I don't know how long it's going to last. But you know what? I know Jesus lasts forever. I ain't going to run out of Jesus. I ain't going to go and spend 5 minutes. I said, oh, he running out. Uh-uh. Jesus lasts forever. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer in Jesus' name. The Lord bless and keep you. Let me tell him. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace in Jesus' name. God bless you.